Hi guys, this is Joe from the Power Records Podcast here in beautiful Toronto, Canada. This podcast is all about vinyl records, whether you could collect them and listen to them, maybe resell them for, you know, making a little income like I do. Maybe you want to just trade with other people online. You know, you need to know about vinyl. And if you need to know about vinyl, this is the podcast for you. Yes, and you know, it's been a busy time. I'm updating a lot of my inventories in my stores. Just the other day, I shut down all of my stores. I have about five or six stores online that I sell vinyl records from. And I had to shut down the stores. Why? Well, because I got a message from PayPal that they banned me for good. I could not log on to PayPal anymore. They closed my account. And they said, don't try to reopen another one because we have banned you for good. So I was pretty calm about it, considering, you know, pretty much destroy my business or part of my business if I don't have PayPal. So I shut down my stores because I do buy, you know, my records in bulk from many suppliers and I use PayPal. And I can use other means of payment, but I prefer not to do so. I like PayPal because it's safe and it's fast and it's easy to use. So I shut down all those stores temporarily until I figured out all what I was going to do because, and believe it or not, it caused a problem because there's some of my suppliers that I still have to pay and I bought records that they're invoicing me for and I can't pay them. So it's pretty, and they locked in whatever balance I have in my account. I couldn't take anything out. So lo and behold, 20 minutes later, I got a one-time code to that they sent me, which I logged into. And about 2 or 3 minutes later, I got an email message saying that my account was opened up again. Thank you for your patience. So I don't know if they, you know, I wish they would do it another way. I wish they would say, you know, we're locking out your account until you verify your information, blah, 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 something like that. But to say that my account was, I was banished for good, it was pretty scary, let me tell you. Although I did remain calm about it, it was kind of in my back of my mind. I figured, boy, oh boy, this is a pretty big thing. And lo and behold, they opened up my account again. So what I did is I reopened up all my stores and that was it. And it was much better, you know, that I felt better about it. And I understand, you know, I can understand their point of view too. There's a lot of nonsense, online nonsense going on out there. And it's pretty bad. It's really, really bad. So a lot of companies like eBay, Discogs, Amazon, they send you a one-time code to log in now because passwords aren't good enough anymore. They want to make sure it's you and they send it an SMS to your phone to ensure that it's you. And I can understand why, because there is a lot of naughty people out there that try to screw up things for you. So I can understand where they're coming from. Folks, I just reorganized my music stack store where I have over 100,000 records for sale. Now, I just put a comment on each of the sales pages is please, please, please check with me on the correct format and the condition before ordering, because I don't want my customers to be disappointed. I want to make sure they get the right format. I want to make sure they get the right description, the record matches the description, and I want to play it to make sure that there's no issues. It's very, very important to me, and it's not just on Discogs. It's any sale that I make, but I'm seeing there's a lot more people that are reaching out before that. But if you're buying on Music Stack, because I say that because that's where I have the majority of my records for sale. Just check to make sure that the format is correct before I send it off to you. And that way we, both of us, me and you, or the customer, will be very happy about that. You know, us record dealers, whether we sell online or brick and mortar stores, we're always busy. You know, my wife always throws me a comment here and there, when are you going to get off your computer? When are you going to stop packing records. When are you going to stop getting up at 6 o'clock to answer emails? It's just the way it is. We're constantly updating our email, searching for inventory, going from store to store, going to flea markets, going to record shows, updating our inventory, constantly making sure our inventory is in order and making sure our stores are in order, making sure our customers are in order. It's a lot of work. But you know, Mark Cuban said it the best when I saw him on an interview. He said he'd rather make minimum wage, you know, $200 a week and work, you know, 8 hours a day than working for somebody else. And I truly believe that, you know. I feel better working for myself, even though the income is very, very small. I just feel better that I'm in control, that I can call the shots in my business. And also that I love music. If you love music and you like working for yourself, then this is the business for you. If not, you just maybe want to be a collector and you want to trade and just, you want to use that as a hobby. But for myself, I love the business. And folks, and I've said it before on the podcasts, if ever you need any assistance at all, you could reach out to me at any time at jlcarone@simpatico.ca, and I'll be more than happy to help you out at all times. Guys, don't forget that Etsy is a great site, you know, and I'm not trying to promote them. I'm not getting any money from it, but they're a great site to buy and sell records on. I find that their platform is a lot more user-friendly, and the people on there are reasonable. You know, like, I mean, I understand on eBay and MusicStack and, you know, Amazon, there's some pretty tight people that are in with regards to music, and they want their records and they want them now, and they want the exact same catalog number, and, you know, they're collectors, so you can't blame them. But with Etsy, you know, it's a little bit a wider audience, and it's easy to sell on there, and it's easy to buy on there as well, too. And I find that they are getting more and more popular as we go along. My sales for eBay have completely dropped out of the sky. There's no sales on eBay anymore. I don't understand it. Is it my store, Power Record Store, or it's just the trend with recession? I don't know. But however, on Etsy, I do very well. And so, you know, maybe the interest is shifting from eBay to Etsy. I don't know. I'm going to revamp everything in my eBay stores to try to improve that, as I did with the other stores I have, and see what happens. But it's not happening for me there. And, you know, for me, I don't know about you. You pay a fee of $22 a month to operate a store, and I don't want to keep losing money in that store. So I may shut it down, or I may just go to an auction only store. And that's just the way I used to operate it about 5 years ago. Everything I sold was on auction, and my sales were better. So I don't know. I'll have to see that. But it's just some information for you folks, for those of you that are interested in buying and selling on those platforms. And I hope that helps you out. So guys, reach out to me if you have any information that you want to provide or any help that you need at any time. This is Joe from the Power Records podcast here in Toronto. Over and out. Talk to you soon, and keep collecting those vinyl records.